What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're talking about relations with Iran, relations with Israel. And yesterday, Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid basically called on the Biden administration not to delist Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps from the list of foreign terrorist organizations. And apparently they're concerned that the Biden administration was going to remove them from the list. And, of course, Israel's calling up and saying, look here, you do what we tell you, and, you declare them a terrorist organization, and by extension, all of Iran itself. Now, as the U.S. threatens war with Russia, the Biden administration, not content with just one war, is unveiling a new imperial strategy for the Indo-Pacific that could easily trigger a war with China. And the new strategy starts by repeating familiar cliches about America's supposed humanitarian intentions in Southeast Asia, yeah, remember Vietnam, and their role in providing the security that allowed regional democracies to flourish, while ritualistically condemning Chinese aggression spanning the entire globe. I mean, boy, you could take all of this bovine excrement coming out of Washington, D.C., and you'd solve the fertilizer price crisis immediately. Fertilizer prices are way up high. It's adding the cost. Let's just get some bulldozers over in Washington, D.C., and, sort of spread the manure around, because if you just leave it in one big pile, it just rots and stinks, okay? Also, in Africa, the U.S. Is basically leading a counterterrorism training program for African forces in the Ivory Coast. So they're mucking about there as well. Now, Israel is saying that they will side with the U.S. Regarding Russia. So imagine my relief on that one here. Also, in Israel, West Bank, the Israeli settlers block Palestinian students from reaching their schools. And several Palestinians were injured yesterday after Israeli settlers attacked the Palestinian village of Al-Luban Ash-Shakia near Nablus in the occupied West Bank. Dozens of settlers and soldiers had stormed the village and prevented students from reaching their school. Okay, the phone lines are starting to load up here. And so let's start with Layla in Canada. Layla, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Yeah, Mike, there's a lot on my mind, but I'll start with Iran and any attack on either or any attempt, not necessarily an open attack, but any kind of military action against either a Russian territory like the eastern part of Ukraine or China, the three of them are allies. There's no way that either one is going to allow the U.S. to defy their territorial sovereignty. Now, Ukraine itself is actually a very divided country.
Yes, it is.
The eastern part is Russian, very sympathetic with Russian. The western part is Ukrainian. Although they both speak the Cyrillic language, they pronounce it very differently, and it's not intelligible. But they have always been divided. Now, the West, for years, NATO has been trying to lure the West into the EU. This is the problem.
Yes.
That for decades, they've been trying to divide Ukraine and in order to surround. They've already got Latvia, Estonia, and the others, other countries on the border of Russia, allied with NATO. And then you've also got those countries in the EU need that pipeline. So
yes.
It's going to create serious economic problems for them.
Yes, it is.
However, the East is very definitely part of, in fact, all of the Ukraine used to be part of Russia. And
true.
It was also, Ukraine was also at one time part of the greater Khazarian area, that where its borders constantly changed depending on who was allied with them and who was fighting against them and who was conquered. It went on for centuries. But meanwhile, what is Israel's involvement? Let's remember Azerbaijan and Armenia.
Yes.
Again, Azerbaijan, although it has a majority Muslim population, those in control were the Jews of Azerbaijan, and that there's huge oil reserves there. Now, as soon as the war, and the Armenians were Orthodox, again, we have both the Ukrainian and the Russians in all of Ukraine are part of the Russian Orthodox Church. Then you've also got the Armenians, who are also part, they're not part of the Russian Orthodox Church, but they are part of the Eastern Orthodox Church. Another reason why they have a sense of affiliation with the Russians. So as soon as the war was over, after they were fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh, what did Israel do? It established a military site on the border of Azerbaijan with Iran. So Putin is no fool. He knows exactly what's going on. And no one is going to make a move against them without the three of them being working together. And they have a lot of satellite states that will cooperate with them. It is very critical. Now, the question is, what form will it take? We're in modern times where conventional warfare obviously is outdated and irrelevant. Now, if I may switch gears, can I get back to Canada for a moment?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. God, what's going on here? I don't know if you opened the emails that I sent you, but I sent you from the archives of the UPI, United Press International, which I don't know if that actually still exists, as well as the archives of the National Post. In there, there were reports of the incredible arrogance of Pierre Trudeau in 1982 after he and his and the Supreme Court that were all part of his Rhodes. Pierre Trudeau was rejected for a Rhodes Scholarship. However, he had a lot of people around him that were judges that were all part of the Supreme Court. They, in 1982, claimed that they amended what was the British North America Act, which was issued by the Westminster Parliament in order to create Canada. They, however, didn't actually commit a coup. They didn't actually amend it. They actually replaced it.
Okay.
And what that did was it made the Constitution the Constitution, which includes the Charter, subject to foreign powers. The same has happened in the EU. Each country, when it joined the EU in Europe, their individual charters became subject to the charter of the EU, and the United Nations runs the EU. We also have to remember that in 2005, while the media made it a comical caricature, the three amigos meeting in Monterrey, Mexico, they were actually talking about the North American Union. So what is happening at the southern border is very much in a parallel to a smaller extent with what has happened in the EU. They have been trying for a long time to make this a North American Union. So that's why when Trudeau actually called the Emergencies Act, it was on orders from Biden. And Biden, of course, gets his orders from not only Klaus Schwab, but also who works for the UN. So the main problem, again, always goes back to the United Nations. Until that is destroyed, we are all subject to the globalists. Now, notice the three major leaders in the Western world. We have a demented person in Washington. We have a morally and intellectually deficient Justin Trudeau in Canada. And we have a shaggy dog, Boris Johnson, in London, England. So this has all happened while we have all been asleep, or at least complacent. We have been satisfied with the comforts that we had, thinking that we were part of the middle class, when all along, secretly, there was an undeclared war against us, and they were putting in place all the instruments to dominate us. And what role Israel has played in this, I need not go into it. I think we all know. Even the Jewish people, I believe, have been conscripted into the Zionist political military machine. Many Jews were born thinking that, in order for them to survive, they must declare themselves Zionists. Well, I think there were a lot of false flags in ancient Europe where, I won't even go, it's too detailed to go into it. But consider the blood libel and why people turned against the Jews, and how they've always used that as, if you're not one of us, if you're not a Zionist, then you won't be protected, you won't be under our umbrella.
Yeah.
So a lot of Jews who are actually religious have become basically cannon fodder for the Zionists, who are not religious. They never have been. When they invaded Palestine, which was the necessary headquarters for the World Zionist Organization, it was the Bolsheviks. After they brutally, mercilessly killed the Tsar and his children, there is just so much that has been happening over decades and centuries that it's very hard to bring it all together. But we are now seeing perhaps the culmination if we allow it to occur. The question is, do we now have the power? Do we have the weaponry to combat what they can use against us? I don't think so. I think we've waited too long. I hate to sound so pessimistic.
Yeah.
But the only reason I'm willing to express my opinions is because I'm doomed anyway, along with a lot of, probably most of the rest of the world, who does not want to comply. And there are a lot of people who are quite happy. As long as you give me my food and you allow me a little bit of freedom, I'm quite happy to go along with whatever dictatorship is above my head. Just don't be too mean to me, please.
Well, I think that's a line that Trudeau has crossed. I mean, taking pets and euthanizing them, taking the children away. He's showing a cruel streak that I don't think the Canadian people are going to be tolerating much longer.
I'm sorry, they've been cruel all along. In 1982, when Pierre Trudeau was in an opulent train car, going after he repatriated the Constitution, that's an absurdity. After he committed his coup of 1982, he was in the Governor General's opulent train car going to the West. And as they approached British Columbia, there were protesters because there was huge inflation, 30% unemployment in some communities because of the National Energy Program. So while the protesters were out there meeting the train, Trudeau, the guards, would lower the shutters so the poor children, the three boys that were the sons of Trudeau, were there. But they were all amused. They thought it was very funny, especially Justin was laughing. And what did Pierre Trudeau do? He would lift up one of the shutters, one of the blinds, look into the eyes of the wife of one of the protesters, smile, give her the finger, then pull down the shutter. And this was reported at the time in all the media. That's why I remember it, and I was able to look for the archive. And then he would go to another window, pull up the shutter, look at someone else, smile, give them the finger, and then pull down the shutter. And he did that repeatedly, not only there, but in the subsequent stops in B.C. So Justin Trudeau and his brothers were laughing. I mean, he has been cruel from day one. There is no, these are people, these are toys that Justin Trudeau plays with. We are not human in his eyes. We are certainly not equal. And one of the reasons he was able to get the Emergencies Act extended and approved by Parliament, the Conservatives obviously were the official opposition, but there's the NDP, Jagmeet Singh. He is also an alumni of the World Economic Forum of the Young Leaders. That's why he voted with Trudeau. That's why he's walking lockstep, arm in arm, with his colleague and his buddy from the WEF Young Leaders Forum. Jagmeet Singh is a total traitor to this country. Trudeau is a naturally born traitor. I'm sorry. It's just, in one of my emails, I referred to Justin Trudeau in the subject line as Rosemary's baby. And that's why I said to you.
I do read your emails. I really do. And I've used some of the material you sent.
I'm glad to hear that. But I know there's a lot of them because there's just so much there. There is just so much. It's impossible. But no, the Canadian people are very complacent. Remember, by the way, do you know what was the last straw that caused the colonies in the U.S. to break with England? Even though
it was the Currency Act.
It was the Quebec Act. The Quebec Act. That was number 20 in the 27 indictments contained in the Declaration of Independence. Although Jefferson did not name the Quebec Act, the British established Quebec, which was considered Lower Canada, even though it's actually further north because of the direction of the way the St. Lawrence drains. Ontario was called Upper Canada, Quebec was Lower Canada. But Quebec was, the British planned to extend it further south and further west, and further southwest, so that they could encircle the colonies and prevent the colonies from moving west and benefiting from anything west of the Appalachians. So anybody read the 27 list of indictments against George III and see where you will find it. It's the 20th item that is listed, although it's not numbered, and it does not name the Quebec Act. But that was the final straw when they realized that when Britain established a French colony there, that they intended to use France to encircle, that they would probably actually make alliances with some of the French.
Yeah, but because didn't Britain and France go to war about that same time? Because certainly during the American Revolution, they were not on good terms.
Yes, but by then they already had the lower classes that had come to Canada, and they were put into Quebec. They were using them just like they used the Indians. And so those lower classes were used. They finally, eventually, the British always betray anybody. They use them when they're useful, and then they throw them away when they're no longer useful. The British then drove them further east. I'm sorry, am I hearing? No. Okay, they drove them further east to what became Acadia, and then those are the ones that the British then threw further south. They ended up in Louisiana as the Cajuns and different
As the Cajuns. Okay, Layla, I've let you talk for almost a quarter of an hour. We do have other callers on the line, and I need to get to them. So thank you very much. We're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael.
Hi.
You know, with everything that we see happening, where do you see America in the next 6 to 8 months?
We're obviously on the cusp of a major world war, and Biden is angering Russia. He's angering China. Based on our military performance in Iraq, Syria, and especially Afghanistan, I don't think we're going to win this one. And, of course, to the defense contractors and banks that profit from this, they really don't care anyway. They just want a war to make money off of. And, this war is ill-advised. And, the only thing that's going to prevent World War III is if the U.S. government just collapses from some other reason.
Do you think we're going to have, an election in a midterm election or even a 2024 election? Because the way that I see things going,
we're definitely going to have the midterm election. But as far as 2024, if Biden follows Trudeau's lead and declares a national emergency, I mean, there are a whole bunch of presidential executive orders. They're collectively called the FEMA orders, which during a declared national emergency suspends the Constitution, suspends the Congress, and turns the president into a dictator. It authorizes him to basically control everything in the country, where you are, relocate you if they want to. And these are already written, and Congress never challenged them. At some point, I think, when we start losing the conventional war, sometime between that point and the nukes flying, we're going to see, whoever's in the Oval Office declare a national emergency, and that will be the end of the United States.
Okay. So if that is how we feel and things like that, wouldn't it be in our best interest right now to raise as much fracas about the World Economic Forum to expose the fact that I just don't understand, dude, how people aren't calling for Joe Biden to be impeached and going through with it.
I mean, there are Republicans trying to introduce articles of impeachment, but the Democrats are in locked goose step to prevent that. Anyway, Marco, I'm going to end the call here. We got to take a break for commercials. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick upon a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go back to the phones to Steve Elkins. And Steve, I understand you have an update about Ralph Winterroad.
Yeah, I got actually a phone call yesterday during my show when I was doing John's show, National Intel Report. And so I've been following what's going on with Ralph. And he was transferred yesterday during my broadcast from a med-surg unit to the ICU.
Yeah.
Which is not a good thing, but it sounds like he wasn't going to be intubated. He didn't do very well on CPAP, which is a trial to make sure you can keep your airway open and sustain oxygenation. He didn't do very well on that, but a lot of elderly people don't. Ralph's up there in the years. So I think pretty much what the transfer to the ICU last night during the shift was more precautionary. They thought he might fail for his respiratory on the go side. Just put him in the ICU, and if it comes down to that, we can take care of it pretty fast. He is hemodynamically stable, blood pressure and everything, as I understand. I just talked to his nurse about a half an hour ago in the ICU ICU. He was sleeping at the time, or I would have talked to him personally and get an update. I'll try to do that sometime this evening, and I can give a better account of what's going on with his care. But which is interesting, though, in me kind of, you know, I told my background in medicine. And nurses, you know, we kind of talk shop here and there. It's interesting they're okay to give out information as far as if you're COVID positive, but they can't give you out a whole lot of other stuff. So seems to me that it should be covered under the HIPAA,
yeah.
And it's not. Then again, you know, this is a pandemic, and the driving force of it is behind, you know, this whole thing of we're allowed to give that information out, but we can't give out anything else. So I found that quite interesting. She was quite eager to give that out. And the hospital that he's at, unfortunately, I said, what's your protocol, and does it include ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine? And she said, no, it does not. I said, that's not a plus. So, unfortunately, praying for him, and I hope his own immune system will respond effectively against this, but I'm really worried. Like I texted you this morning when we were talking, I have lost complete trust in the medical profession.
Yeah.
Outside of my own work, I'm honest, and I come forward, and I question, and I ask. And I make friction, and I do make a lot of friction with a lot of doctors and other people. But these my colleagues who've been over and basically accepted the narrative and never questioned, or they knew something was wrong and simply went with it and saying, well, I got to do this, it's my job. Your job is much bigger than that. It is the Hippocratic arm. And I'm not going to forgive these people. I'm not going to forgive these people when this is all said and done, it's over. I am not going to give a pass to these people who did not do their job, who did not follow the HIPAA. So that's pretty much all I can tell you right now, Ralph. As soon as I know more, I will.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate the updated information, and I hope you get your phone fixed. And, you know, the war on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine was all about getting the emergency use authorizations for these gene therapy shots. Because if there is a treatment for an illness, okay, then the emergency use authorization cannot proceed. You know, we're not going to use this experimental drug because we know how to cure the illness that it's directed at. And that's why there was literally a war on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine in order to secure these emergency use authorizations for these experimental gene therapies. Okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mike in Washington State. Mike, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. It's Mike. Yeah, the Canadian thing is on my mind. I can't believe that the NDP, who's essentially their socialists, voted against this and allowed Trudeau to effectively become a dictator.
Well, and you know, socialists tend to be a real big on government control. In fact, I mentioned that poll showing the majority of Americans support the Canadian truckers. It does break down along party lines. When you're just looking at the Liberal Democrats, they were all in favor of it.
Yeah, and but here's the thing, though. I think a lot of these people are misled, and I think they're misled by the MFM. Because,
yeah.
I watched probably 80 hours of footage. Like, every day I would wake up, I would watch it. I'd have, like, three or four people that I would rotate through on the live stream. And I believe personally that Trudeau wanted them to get violent ahead of time, and they never did. He gave them 3 weeks to get violent, and what did they end up doing? Feeding the homeless. The Thursday before the crackdown came was actually fried fish night. And they showed a line of probably about 60 people.
Yeah.
Getting in line to get free fish.
And they had the bouncy castles out there. And, I mean, it was like a street fair.
It was. There were people that were saying, this is better than any Canada Day celebration that I've ever been at. And
that sounds about right. Mike, I've got to put you on hold. Do not hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to Mike in Washington State. Mike was talking about events in Canada, and Mike, take it away.
Yeah, so the other thing that I have an issue with is the fact that these people, and I mean the Canadian government, can go into anybody's financial records. There was a woman that lived in North Vancouver, and she contacted her conservative PM, which would be like her House of Representative or whatever. And
yes.
Said, this is happening to me. I gave a $50 donation and my account's frozen. So what did the mainstream media do in Canada? Oh, well, we believe that the PM is being untruthful because we can't verify the source.
Yeah, well, we got several reports of that. You're talking about that single mother. And the real angering point of this is at the time she made the donation, it was perfectly legal to do so.
Yeah, but that's even irrelevant because you're talking to somebody that I support civil discourse and I support nonviolent protest. And that's exactly what these people were doing. They wanted emergency lanes open. They got emergency lanes open. They did everything in their power to accommodate the Ottawa police besides leaving. And my hope is that whenever all of this is said and done, that they go ahead and they turn Trudeau's truck stop into Trudeau's checkbook, and they sue the pants off the federal government because whenever you trample somebody and then you come out and say you didn't trample somebody and there's video proof, you're going to get sued, you're going to lose. And
yeah.
I feel like society itself is being misled because there was a report that came out from the Sercalger group. I don't know how to say it, but they were they did a study on how many Democrats supported Trudeau's measures, and it was like overwhelmingly like 65% of Democrats.
Yes.
But whenever you're watching MSDNC and they're talking about how they're nothing but a bunch of racists, and you don't go actually to the source, you're being misled.
Well, that's what the media's job is to do. You know, there's that wonderful line from the movie V for Vendetta, where the guy says, you know, we don't manufacture the news, that's the government's job.
Yeah, it holds true. I think part of my peaceful protest would be not to stand on Canadian soil as long as those emergency powers are enacted, because, you know, I gave $30. What would happen if I crossed the border and I went to go use my ATM card and all of a sudden I can't? Or,
well, you know, what Trudeau is doing to the truckers in Canada is not all that different from what Nancy Pelosi's commission is doing to all the peaceful protesters from January 6th. They're hunting them down and ruining their lives. They're trying to send out a message saying, thou shalt not protest the government any longer. A complete flagrant disregard for the First Amendment.
Yep, you're 100% right. And the sad thing about that is you've got people rotting away in jail cells in D.C. Now, this woman,
bail.
Yep, and this woman, Tamara Litch, who was one of the organizers, they refused her bail today, and the judge said the reason why is because we're afraid you're going to go out and do it again. What does that mean? They're holding her on mischief.
Yeah.
Like, and what did she do? She just showed light on the fact that these people don't care about you, don't care about what you think. You know what? I watch the COVID numbers all the time. I look at them all the time. 2,500 cases in Canada today.
Yep.
Out of 34 million people, 2,500 cases, and the government is treating their own civilians like this. It's a shame.
It really is. This is about more than the vaccines. This is about establishing an authoritarian regime, because, again, the data is showing the vaccines don't really work anyway. They cause more harm than good. That's why we have this other story about the CDC withholding the data on booster shots for middle-aged people, because the boosters aren't helping. Anyway, Mike, we got a bunch of callers. We're getting short on time, so thank you very much. And we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Bruce, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I'm going to try to be as quick as I can. I want to hit Ukraine first and then address something that Steve Elkins brought up concerning the medical industry. Russia today, as you're probably aware, the founder, Mikhail Nesin, he was found murdered in a Washington, D.C. hotel room in 2016.
Interesting.
And they classified it as suicide by blunt force trauma.
He beat himself to death with a baseball bat?
He beat himself to death, yeah. It's almost like Khashoggi, you know, cut himself up, you know.
That's
ridiculous. Yeah, and they've been after RT for a long time. I've been going to RT over the last few days, and they still have disgust software there for comments. And the liberals and the shills are getting just beat to death there. All they can do is scream and pout that Putin's a Hitler and this and that, and calmer, more accurate replies just snowball them. So this is a destruction of the West. I mean, we no longer have free press.
No.
We no longer have freedom of speech. In most places, they're taking away freedom to to protect yourself and to arm yourself. We have representatives that are just puppets. And we have people being thrown in jail without, you know, due process for crimes that should not be, you know, held as something serious.
They're not even crimes. Peacefully protesting is supposed to be protected speech in both Canada and the United States. And the message both governments are sending out is saying, those days are over, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, you remember that movie Shooter?
Oh, yeah.
With Mark Wahlberg? Yeah, okay. Is his name Beatty, the actor that was also in Network? Ned Beatty.
Yeah. Yeah, Ned Beatty.
Yeah, he was in it. He played a corrupt senator, and he told him that the law is what I say it is, boy. Remember that?
I remember that line.
yeah. So, you know, you can't no longer say this is a free world anymore.
It's
pretty tragic. And I just wish those truckers that are going to D.C., I hope they're careful. What they should do is find out the bedroom communities of the D.C. lobbyists and politicians and drive through there at 2 in the morning honking their horns, just keep moving, keep them up all night. That's what they could do. If they sit down and do a blockade, they're going to be another January 6th again, and they're going to lose everything they have. But, you know, maybe that sounds like cowardice on my part, but that's just the way I see it, you know.
They're going to be passing through Indianapolis here, and unfortunately that's the other end of the state here. But, you know, I've heard a few people around town say they'd like to drive up there and just wave at them.
Yeah, there's plenty of people waving at the Canadian truckers. The Canadian truckers represented the salt of the earth, the real good people who have families, who have jobs, you know, and who actually have a conscience. And all they wanted was for the restrictions and the mandates to be dropped. That's all it was. And it's just terrible that
neither nation is going to survive if the truckers are all locked up.
Yeah, well, you have these corporations, trucking companies, I drove for one, that they're pretty huge. And they'll just take up the slack. This is just like the shutdowns of small businesses. You know, they're taking the independents and shutting them down.
Yep.
You know, so. But as far as the medical industry, you know, I was a paramedic for a while, so I got to see a little bit of the inside of it. And what my understanding at the time was the doctor had the authority to prescribe whatever he wanted, and if you got trouble through malpractice, well, that's when the state boards would review and maybe revoke his license. Now, I listened to a doctor yesterday who had her license revoked for merely prescribing ivermectin.
Yeah, it's happening a lot. You know, it's happening a lot.
These nurses and doctors that are being pushed out of the medical industry for not taking the vaccine, it reminds me of the purge of the military. They're taking everybody who's confident.
You know, while Russia is threatening, I can just imagine all of our transgender soldiers, you know, putting on the nail polish and getting ready, you know, to go up and scratch the eyes out of the Spetsnaz troops.
You know, it's a shame. I see Russia as maybe our greatest hope. I don't know. They're too far away, you know. But as long as they can stand as a block to the West and maybe outlast them economically, maybe that'll be something on the horizon to look for. But I appreciate you taking my call.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. We're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike. I want to point out that that it's the truckers were against the COVID mandates and all that, but that's bad enough for guys like Trudeau and Biden. But the real thing is it's an organized opposition, and they will tolerate no organized opposition.
Yes,
These things like January 6th to get everybody to come to Washington D.C. and then they pounce on them. All the people with gumption and guts that believe in what they're doing, and then they jump on them and they jail them. They identify them and jail them and hound them to the ends of the earth. It's the same thing they're doing now with all the gutsy truckers. And this is a Hitler thing. You brought this up, alluded to it earlier, Mike. about Trudeau doubling down, he has to double down. If he does, if he stops, he's done for.
Yeah, once you've gone down that path of totalitarianism, you can't turn around because then you have a revolution on your hands.
Yeah, that it's like Hitler did so much stuff in Russia that when they were a block away, he wasn't going to surrender. They were a block away. I mean, you can't surrender. And that's what Biden is doing by extending the COVID when COVID is virtually done for now, right? People are up to they're on to the fact that the vaccines don't work and masks are ridiculous and all that stuff started to come out now and people are beginning to accept it, but yet he continues the emergency and it's indefinite and he needs that indefinite thing and I'm convinced that a lot of what's going on with Russia at this time is another chance to have an emergency going so that he can then just accuse people of being treasonous, whoever he wants.
Oh, yeah. Remember when the Washington Post accused me of being an arm of Russian intelligence? I made a commemorative coffee mug out of that one.
Yeah, that's right. I guess, well, I'm the dick of Russian intelligence, I guess. but you know what? It's just they need the continuing emergencies.
Yes, they do.
Once that's gone, that's their protection, Mike. Once that's gone, they're done for.
Yeah, I mean, every president coming into office, they renew the already existing emergency declarations because it gives them more power and authority.
Right. And the minute that stops, it's Mussolini and Milan strung up by his heels.
Yeah, Ceausescu, being machine gun on Romanian TV.
And that's what they're afraid of. You talk about putting the wall up in front of the White House, and fences and all that. That's exactly what they're afraid of, and they're doubling. It's the Hitler thing. They got to keep going to the very
end. Yeah, it really
end.
Is. And, Biden is back on the war path regarding guns. A lot was out there saying Biden wants to ban 85% of the guns that Americans buy. He wants us basically to have like a single shot 22, and that's all we're allowed to have.
Flintlocks. That ain't gonna fly though. Like they're not gonna be able to do that. I don't believe. But they'll try to restrict it. They'll restrict it down to six shooters and single shot 22s. You're right.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's it, Mike. These guys are afraid for their life.
They are. Like I said, with apologies to Thomas Jefferson, when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is more tyranny.
Yeah, that's right. As much as they can put on it. You can't have a guy that's gotten into the office with all the crimes that he's done, the election. The reason we're in the Ukraine now is partially because Biden and his family and Obama and all those guys are making big bank. And now look at us. We're looking at World War III.
Yeah,
we
are.
The border and everything else, all the disregarding of money, the jailing of MAGA and everybody else, and taking their money away and their rights. This guy's fully committed, and we have to look at it that way. There's nothing at this point that he won't do. But I know you only got 10 minutes left, Mike.
I got a bunch of callers. We're going to skip the final break here, and we're going to go to David in West Virginia. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, it has to do with Ukraine, but I want to be much more general than Ukraine. In the first place, something that might not set well for some of your listeners, I'm not totally against the U.N., I don't think they should have a lot of power to tell us what to do, but I do think it's a good thing to have a place where nations can get together and talk.
Always a good idea until that place where the nations get together and talk gets it into their head that they should be the global government. And sadly, these places where nations talk have a tendency to fall apart just in time for a world war. I mean, remember what happened to the League of Nations.
Right. But at any rate, whether at the UN level or at the very least at our own United States government level. What we need to do is sit down and, well, in the first place, you got to understand that when people start talking about places like Donbass wanting to separate from the country that they're currently with, it boils down to people's attitudes as who's trying to separate from whom. And this creates partisanship. But what we need to do is, generally, we need to hypothetically say, create a set of rules for if this hypothetical area wants to separate from the country with which it belongs. And we watch that happen in the Balkans a lot.
Yes.
Now Taiwan maybe wants to separate from China.
And Bosnia wants to separate from Herzegovina.
Exactly. The Kurds want Kurdistan.
Yes.
And what we need to do is take any specific country out of the picture and just go to hypothetically, under what conditions should an area be allowed to separate from the country to which it currently belongs and become its own area?
Well, to my knowledge, rules would be good, except governments generally tend to ignore the rules. Anyway, David, I got some more calls to get to. We're getting short on time. So let's go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day. I'll make it brief. I don't have too much time. But, Mike, yesterday I was telling you about the people who died in Denver, the fentanyl.
Yes.
The five people who they found, they all died of fentanyl. This came out on the news. It was fentanyl that killed them all. So, yeah, this was running rampant. And they found a little baby next to the bodies, I guess, and there was one person who was, like, half comatose. So the results are they were all doing fentanyl. So there
yes.
you go, Mike. And it's pouring through the border. We don't know if the Chinese are. I don't know who's behind the dam. Who knows? But, Mike, 100,000 people died last year of fentanyl, okay? And they just had bumbling buffoons poll numbers on the Russian, if he invades Russia, only 34% of all Americans will go along with that. In other words, he's underwater on the Russian nonsense.
Yep.
He's underwater on everything. He's got 22% poll numbers with a lot of independents, Mike. This guy is a bumbling, imbecile buffoon run by Zog. Let's not kid ourselves. And all the callers are calling. Don't they realize it is Zog? Zog, Zog, Zog. That's what it is, Mike. That's who's running the whole ball of wax. It's never going to end until we end it. It's got to end. It's got to come to an end sometime. Look, Mike. Like I said, how many times have I told your show? We've been invaded. Whole areas of this country don't even want to speak English, okay? They're not coming here to compliment. They came to usurp and eat your lunch and take their job. They don't even want to speak the common language. We are going to be Bosnia-Herzegovina, Mike. We are going to end up like Bosnia culturally in a war because of culture and language and prosperity and disparity. I mean, that's what it's all about, Mike. You know, all these people are, these green, this AOC, Ignacio, Ocasio-Cortez, all these people are coming here. They all want cars, Ignacio Ocasio-Cortez. They all need rubber. They all need water. They need everything to consume, okay? Who's going to consume it all? Mike, this Green New Deal, these dirty demon rats are throwing out on American public. And Mike, again, I don't want to go off the rail, but hey, Mike, what is the narrative they always use how they win elections? Who was the one that flipped the election over for the liberal, licky, kissy, touchy, communist, Bolshevik Democrats? Who, Mike? Who is it always, Mike? Who is it always? Who did they use? What group? What gender?
Well, the illegal immigrants.
They
rigged the computers. I mean, this 2020 election was so obviously fraudulent. And now, they're trying to basically say, anybody who thinks that the election was fraudulent is a domestic terrorist. Anyway, Tom,
Mike,
I'm going to let you.
Yeah, Mike, you're right. You're right.
Going to let you go.
Go ahead. The white women in North New England states, that's what they're always saying.
We don't know if the white women had anything to do with it because we cannot trust the election information. Thank you for the call, Tom. We're going to go to Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Wow, guys. It's a simple matter. Kings don't protest. Why are you asking anybody permission for anything? And
yes.
You have so much energy in a body every day. Now, are you going to spend your energy driving around bitching and moaning about how someone's treating you? or are you going to use your energy to direct it toward whatever it is you want to do, build, or create, and tell the rest of the world to go pound salt? You don't owe any man anything but love. The fruit of your labor belongs to you. If other people have the right to control the fruit of your labor, you're a slave. And
yes,
frankly,
that's exactly right.
That's right. So it's real simple. Keep your money in your pocket. If you don't owe taxes, don't pay them, okay? Kelby Smith, you should have him on, Mike. It is worth the time because all this, look at what happened to these truckers. Now, how long have I been coming on this show and telling you, hey, protesting? I mean, I see all these truckers, God bless them, but it ain't going to work. Eventually, you're going to have to go home. You only have so much time, so much money. You got to eat. You got kids. You got, you know, life goes on. So why are you protesting? Why are you fighting somebody for your freedom? All you have to do is stand in it. Keep your money in your pocket. If you don't owe taxes, don't pay them. Kelby Smith, hisadvocates.org. Keep your children in your home. Stop letting them lie to your children. They're not just not teaching them. They're lying to them and twisting them around, and now they're torturing them with masks. And all these parents sat here and put up with it? What the hell is wrong
with
you?
Well, they're not. We're seeing more. We're seeing more and more parents confront the school boards. We saw the San Francisco school board suffered a major embarrassing recall. People are standing up and they are, you know, speaking out. And it's only going to get more intense from here.
Well, but I'm agreeing with you. But here's the thing: how did we get generations, and I'm talking two and three generations deep, of people who don't understand how this government works? You know, Article 1, Section 4, Paragraph, I think it's 2, when is the Congress supposed to meet? Once a year, such meeting the first Monday in December. It was to settle issues between states. Now it's January 3rd, and they're sitting here riding herd on us like we're a bunch of dogs. And the thing is, the reason that they keep doing it is because people keep obeying them. You keep giving them your money. You don't look into how not to give the fruit of your labor to people using it to destroy you or how not to give your children over. You just saw this thing with these two men that took a bunch of little girls sleeping in the cabin. I'd have killed those mother. I'll tell you what. People, we're not human anymore. We're like droids, like robots. But anyway, the other thing is keep your money in your pocket. Keep your children in your home. Boycott big business. Turn off that media. Turn it off. It's an open sewer of nonsense.
Well,
turn on
not
RBN.
Me.
Turn on, well, no, turn on Republic Broadcasting. I have not had TV or AM, FM radio that I listen to for 20 years. That's why I'm so smart. That's why I know so much. That's why I have confidence in my ability to live my life and make choices. The reason
okay, Lauren, Lauren, I'm sorry to cut you off, but the music is playing. We are at the end of the show, so thank you for the call. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog is taking the microphone tonight. Please go out on social media and post the links to republicbroadcasting.org and whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.